It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Kennedy, will you open the prayer line of prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Most gracious, everlasting, true, and just God, we come to you this evening with a bowed down head and an humble heart. We say thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings in which you've bestowed upon us. Thanking you for bringing us up until this Tuesday night with Breaking Chain Ministry. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that as Pastor Smith goes forth with this service, O God, that you endow her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Allow her to be able to dissect the word, O God, and not in one, not in two, but as in many folds as it needs to be broken down, so that each and every last one of us that are here on this line tonight, O God, will receive a word from on high, O Heavenly Father. We pray, O God, that you build Pastor Smith up where she's torn down, and you strengthen her where she is weak. Prop her up on every leaning side, O God, because she needs you. We need you, O God. We expect with nothing but joy and thanksgiving, O God. We come with expectations, praying that this word goes forth and not fall down on deaf ears, but on good soil, O God, that it is multiplied and divided unto every ear that is on this line, O God, that it may go out along the radio lines and the telephone lines, so that someone who may not know the work of the cross may come running asking, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, we stand in the need of a blessing, oh Heavenly Father. We stand in need of a word from on high. Some need you for one thing and some need you for another. But, oh God, we stand on one accord, knowing that if we continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, all of our help will come from you. We pray, oh God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. No other help I know but the mighty, miraculous, majestic name of Jesus. It is the Christ I do pray in for his sake. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the one you're calling this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also have a Wednesday night number, and that's 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayers, second extension, meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Our current location is 2800 West Rumble Road, that's RUMBLE, in Modesto, California, located inside the multipurpose room. Our next dates for in-person service are July 14th and July 28th. I do have a special announcement about this week's Bible study line for Wednesday night. We will not be having a Bible study line on tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night, July 3rd, for those that will be traveling. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do.
Okay.
So last week, somebody tried to break into my car, and then I went and got a quote. I came back, parked on the other side, and I got sideswiped. And, like, everything was happening one after the other, and I had got on the prayer line, and everyone, you know, we prayed and stuff like that. And so I kept praising him and thanking him anyways, no matter what was happening in my life. The very next day, I took my car in, and this guy said, don't worry about it. I will take care of everything, and not a dime will come out of your pocket. And I just want to praise and thank God for this line and for his mercy and goodness.
Praise the Lord. That's a testimony. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony.
Okay. I have a testimony. This is Sister Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord for being a doctor in the sick room. I had a very invasive surgery at Stanford on Friday. I was released on Saturday, and I just thank God that I'm here with all of you on the prayer line, giving God the praise and the glory for getting me through. And I want to thank Pastor Smith for the word that she delivered about my health on the last Sunday, and that God made a way for me to be here tonight. So I'll just thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, this night, this word is the word of deliverance. Father, we're praying, interceding tonight for those that are in a place where their relationship has been fractured. And there are so many fractured relationships in this hour, Father Jesus. Things that have cracked and the enemy that came in and damaged. And all collapse. Things have shredded in relationship. But you sent your Son to reconcile us back to God. So tonight, Father, we thank you that your word be anointed by your breath tonight to bring life to those experience fractured relationship. It's something that we all encounter in life because of a fallen world that we live in. But, oh, God, your word is a healing word. And, oh, Father, we thank you tonight as we intercede for those that's going through this place where a relationship has been fractured by the enemy. But we thank you tonight for the spirit of healing through your word tonight in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Genesis, the 33rd chapter, verses 1 through 11, and Ephesians 4, verse 32. Again, Genesis 33, 1 through 11, Ephesians 4, and verse 32. You get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement, and after we go through this word, the prayer of intercession will go forth, and the spirit of healing come from the Holy Ghost to heal tonight. And this word is about relationship. Relationship that's in a fractured condition, fragments and shattered and dismembered. Relationship that's damaged and collapsed and has crumbled, been shredded by the evil one. And we know that started in the garden, where the enemy came against Adam and Eve and their sons. And so because we are in a fallen world, everyone encounters broken relationship. And so many people will tell you, oh, get over it. But when there's a broken relationship, the overcoming power of God through Jesus have to heal you. And it's one day at a time, thanks to God. Overcome the hurt of a broken relationship. It requires one day at a time. And healing comes from God. So this is a word to encourage anyone tonight that are going through a place where their relationship has been fractured, a fracture relationship, a broken relationship, a relationship that's mangled tonight. That God wants you to be encouraged tonight. Someone may tell you, get over it. But it takes one day at a time to get over a broken relationship. It don't happen overnight. It requires one day at a time. The Spirit of God heals you. And we're going to see by the word of God tonight of a broken relationship between two brothers and how it took time to heal that relationship. And we're going to see how the Lord reconciled the two brothers with this broken relationship, wrong relationship, relationship that was destroyed, damaged, and it was they were divided. We're going to begin now, Genesis 33, 1 through 11, please.
And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children into Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and the children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground seven times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the woman and the children, and said, who are those with thee? And he saith, the children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meanest thou by all this drove which I meet? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of the Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if I now have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it.
This is how God reconciled a broken relationship, how Jacob tricked his brother out of his birthright by deception. And Esau was full of bitterness. He was very angry. And he was determined to kill Jacob when their father Esau passed away. And it took years for Jacob for God to deal in his heart, for God to bring a spirit of humility over Jacob, for God to go into that place where Jacob's attitude was totally changed by God. It didn't happen overnight, saints. It took years. And Jacob humbled himself to reconcile with his brother. He had to humble himself in order for the spirit of reconciliation to come and to occur in his life. So he approached his brother with the right spirit and the right attitude. And because Jacob came with a spirit of humility and a right spirit, the Spirit of God moved over the two brothers. And forgiveness was involved in letting go so that the rest of their life could be a blessed life. And so God dealt with the one that had caused the harm. He dealt with the one that was bitter. He dealt with both of them, the one that was wrong and the one that caused the wrong. On Spirit of God can do that thing, so God, when humans get into those affairs, they make a mess out of things. But God dealt with them individually. They were divided. God softened Esau. He brought Jacob into a place of humility with the right attitude, and he brought a gift. But forgiveness was involved on both parties. So what? So that their lives can get off a whole, saints of God. When we don't walk in forgiveness, that spirit poisons our spirit. Unforgiveness brings on a what? A toxic spirit. It poisons the inside. It caused your life to be on hold. But this is something only the Holy Spirit could do for those two brothers. Because of the bitterness, because of the one being wrong, and the one that caused the hardship. The Spirit of God had to move on both of their hearts. And the finger of God had to circumcise both of their hearts. That means pulling the foreskin back in their heart so their heart could feel. So their heart was no longer hard. And this is a word tonight for us to know, when we don't let go, when we don't walk in a state of forgiveness and require God to enter into that heart to heal you, when you have been hurt or when you have been broken or when you have been done wrong, when someone take words and shatter your name and destroy your character, it takes the Spirit of God. It requires His Spirit to heal you. Because what? God don't want our lives on hold, saints of God. There's so many people's lives on hold because of a spirit of unforgiveness. They experience, this a toxic spirit takes over, meaning that the enemy comes in and causes nothing but hard times and trouble and calamities and all kinds of plague, that's a poison spirit, all kinds of ill fortune and mishaps, distress and sorrow, number of hard times and hardship and calamity. And their lives is totally in a place of arrest. A temporary arrest is over their lives. Meaning their lives is on pause, and their lives is detained, thanks to God, blocked. But this is a night, by the word of God, that God desires our lives to get off of that pause, to get off of that temporary arrest, that thing that's, it's a pattern of hold on your life. That's what was going on with Jacob. And you know what he went through with his father-in-law, Laban. Everything he did to Esau, Laban did to him. Until Jacob, the Spirit of God moved over Jacob. And he began to seek God. And the Spirit of God circumcised his heart. And that's why he came where Esau was, with everything around him. Why? His heart was changed, thanks to God. He came with a bounty. He came with blessings. Everything that Laban tried to trick and deceive him, because his heart has been changed by God, the Spirit of God overthrew everything that Laban tried to deceive Jacob. And every time that Laban tried to trick him, the Lord would overthrow every plan of Laban. And because of Jacob's heart, thanks of God, his heart was no longer corrupt. His heart was no longer in a place of deception. His character was changed. And when the Spirit of God, we cannot, no effort in humans can do this. It's impossible. It takes the Spirit of God to move in your heart, to circumcise your heart, and give you a heart of flesh. That means you don't forget what you've gone through. You know, but you don't hold it any longer. You don't allow that spirit of unforgiveness to keep your spirit poisoned. You're no longer toxic. I've experienced and seen so many people that have gone through some things that have shattered their lives. And they refuse to let that poison get into their spirit. And they let go immediately. It was God doing a process in them. Why? Because there was a blessing around the corner for them. There were doors they had need of going through. There were things that God desired for them to have. There was opportunity that God didn't want to be blocked for them. There were things in their life that God didn't want to be suppressed. So they made a decision for God to heal them. They asked God to heal them. They forgave the individual. There are some hard people that don't walk in that spirit, and you cannot go in and touch their heart, saints of God. You have to forgive them and allow God to go into that place that God created. He created the heart. Because there are some hard people, they'd rather leave up out of this world than to say, I'm sorry. But as long as there's breath tonight, there's hope. And so the Spirit of God, through his son Jesus, brought forth the spirit of reconciliation, bringing us back to God, bringing us in unity with God, reattachment to God. That's why Jesus came. And so this is a night that by the word of God, we know it works. And forgiveness is important to the healing process, thanks to God. Holding on to bitterness poisons our spirit. And it causes us to have our lives stalled and to constantly go through things and have setbacks. Lives is in remission. Things on hold. But this is the answer tonight. Ephesians 4:32, please.
And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
This word is said, be kind and tenderhearted to one another, and forgive one another, as God has forgiven you and I through Christ. Jesus' purpose of him coming to the earth was to reconcile us back to God, thanks to God. And tonight, God wants you to be encouraged. If you've been wrong, if someone has came in a place to destroy your character, to slander your name, to cause you hardship, make it hard for you in any area of your life, to cause pain to you, God wants you to know the pain is real. The pain is real. It's real, thanks to God. But overcoming the hurt of a broken relationship, it requires one day at a time. And the healing power of God have to do the work. I don't care what kind of effort you and I try. It have to come from above. It have to come from the Holy Spirit. Because it's real. But when we're in a place of unforgiveness, meaning negative emotions is all over our lives, it's going to cause us to have a poisoned spirit, thanks to God. And so many people are going through that as never before. They're so full of anger. And many times you begin to say things before your children that you should not say. And it places an impression in your children's mind about that individual that you know part of the story. You know half of the story. You don't know the full story many times. And you'll talk, and you'll talk, and people begin to form an opinion through you having half knowledge. And that you are causing that individual to be poisoned by your words. I've seen families in destruction because of family members talking about one another, talking about friends, only knowing half of the story. And when you only know half of the story, you should leave it alone. Because when you begin to talk about something that you don't know the full scope, you don't know the full thing behind it all, and you begin to tell a story that's half-truth, you're going to be poisoned, and you're poisoning someone else. That's why families is so disjointed in this hour. That's why relationship is such in a place of ruins in this hour. That's why relationships are so shattered and shredded in this hour. Because someone is telling half of a story. When the Spirit of God knows the inside of everything, God sees things that you and I cannot see, thanks to God. And when you don't know the whole truth, and we do not, it's best to not hold a conversation with anyone about that individual. Because what happened? It poisoned your spirit. It caused your spirit to become toxic. Then because you're not a toxic spirit. A toxic spirit moves and taint everything. It corrupts everything. You know, like the old saying, one bad apple spoils a whole bundle of apples. It causes corruption. It'll cause things to decay. So this is a night as never before that God wants our lives off a hold tonight. He wants those things that Satan, no one does this. The Bible says Satan is the accuser of the brethren. That's what the Word of God says. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So the Spirit of God wants our lives off a hold tonight. He wants that waiting and that pause to be released tonight. He wants that thing that the Satan has shut down to be opened up tonight. Those places in your life that's blocked and you can't get through a door, you can't pay yourself through a door. Everything is frozen. He wants to take it off a frozen state tonight. The Spirit of God wants those things that are in a place of interruption, meaning delay, to be released tonight. And this is nothing but the Word of God. If God did it for Jacob and Esau, he can do it for anyone that cry out and call on his name. He said, who call on his name shall be delivered and shall be saved. That means I don't care how bad and how much damage or how many things have been wrong in your life, or who caused the wrong. If you afflicted people, if you've done things that has caused harm, when we ask God to forgive us and we're in humility and our attitude is in a place of lowliness, accepting responsibility, that's what Jacob had to accept that I caused harm to my brother. His whole attitude was changed. That meant an attitude change. And everything that has been in a place of interruption and delay, tonight, delay was by the Holy Ghost. The pause will be released from your life. Your life will no longer be in a place where it's detained. You're in a place where you there's a rest temporary over your life. Because the Spirit of God wants us to be tender-hearted to one another and to forgive one another as God has forgiven us because of the cross and because of Jesus. That's what his word said. He wants our heart to be in a place we can comfort one another, being knitted together in love. That's Colossians 2 and 2. To be kind to one another. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That's John 15:12. Love is fulfilling of the law of God. Romans 13:10. So this is a night of deliverance, thanks to God. That we have been wrong. Everyone breathing God's breath has been wrong. Ain't going to happen again because that's the way the fallen world is set up. But the important thing for you and I tonight is not let that misfortune, that mishap, poison our spirits, thanks to God, in unforgiveness. But when we forgive, thanks to God, we are healed. And the devil cannot hold your blessings. The devil cannot cause those same patterns to continuously to be in your life. That means your life is in a place of restoration. The hard time lifts. Hardship lifts. Calamity goes. Plagues goes. Misfortune goes. Sorrow, go. Suffering have to be released. Why? Because you walk in a place of forgiveness. That's what happened to Jacob. Jacob began to prosper in everything he touched. Although the enemy was there, Laban was working against him. The tricks didn't work. The deception didn't work. Nothing Laban tried to plan against Jacob worked. Everything failed. It's that time in our lives, thanks to God. The word of God said he will bless us in the land of the living. He said the dead cannot praise him. He want to bless you right now. And he want our lives to be off a hold tonight. Because unforgiveness is negative. And it affects us in so many areas in our health. It affects us mentally. It affects us in every, it's a toxic spirit. It's an unhealthy spirit. But the source of deliverance is forgiveness. And the one that heals is God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father?
Yes, this is Jesus.
Okay.
And, I'm on the job. I need prayer, direction, and how to deal with the situation on this job.
Gina, I remember you. You were sitting in the back of the church a couple of weeks back. Okay. I've been praying for you, Gina. I know what you're going through. God showed it to me. You're going through on that job. So I've been praying for you. From the time you left, the Lord told me that you were being attacked on that job. The Spirit of God I've been interceding for you, Gina. So I want I'm going to pray for your peace tonight, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyone else need prayer tonight?
Yeah, Pastor, this is Sherry. Any prayer for finances?
Okay. Is anyone else having need of prayer tonight?
Yes.
Pastor Smith, it's Brother Ray.
Okay.
Just need some prayer for extra strength.
Okay.
You know, as well as Sister Penny does, I'm going through some attacks right now. And I just need a little extra strength in my faith right now. Thank you.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, this is Nana. I would like
okay.
prayer that one of the jobs that I submitted my application for, that one of them will end up hiring me.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If
yes,
there is
Pastor, this is Penny.
Okay.
I want prayer for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's been attacked with her her schooling, and she needs to pass this one summer school class, and it's not going well right now.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, saints, the Bible said where there's two or three are gathered together in his name, he's in the midst. It don't take a whole lot of people, just two or three. Just like a big church, some of these mega churches. If there's two or three in there, God gonna move. I don't care if there's 1,000. And the rest of them all in schism, in disagreement. But if two or three are gathered together, he said, I'm in the midst. If they're in unity and they're in oneness, it works, saints of God. It so works. It works not sometime, all the time. Because in your midst, you got to receive this by the word of God. Many times Judah is in your midst. He was in the midst of Jesus all the time, but it never hindered Jesus. Judah did not hinder Jesus, because Jesus and his father was in agreement. And nothing Judah did hindered the power of God. So where there's two or three are gathered together, he said, I'm in the midst of you when you are in his name. Father, we come in the name of Jesus tonight. We're gathered together, God. I don't care what's going on this line. I know there's two or three, Father. And we're in unity tonight, praying the prayer of faith in agreement. You said we intercessor pray. You said birth come forth. Birth need to come forth tonight through intercessory prayer. There are so many fractures, relationship. Relationship, oh God, been shattered by the evil one. Relationship that's mangled, have collapsed. In division, in ruins, wrecked by the devil. But Jesus' purpose, when he came to this earth, was to destroy the works of Satan. And he accomplished it through the cross. So we stand in agreement with what Jesus did on the cross. He reconciled us back to God. He said in his last breath, it is finished. It's finished, but we must believe the working of the cross. In Jesus' name, I come in your name tonight, Father, that the spirit of forgiveness will begin to move on any person that's hard-hearted tonight, refusing to humble themselves. They're breathing tonight. There's hope tonight in the Holy Ghost. There's some people, oh God, that flesh and blood cannot deal with. You can go to them and say, forgive me. There's some people that the Holy Ghost only one can deal with, because they're not tender-hearted. And the Spirit of God must pull back the foreskin of their heart and give them a heart of flesh. But we must forgive. There's power in forgiveness. There's healing in forgiveness. We must forgive. It's accountable to us to forgive. And so, Father, you move on that hard-hearted person. That person that wants their way, refuse to humble themselves, whose lives is shattered and poisoned. You desire none perish, but all come unto repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Father, this night, we send your word to touch that hard-hearted person, that person that will not forgive. Father, you desire that that poison spirit be released from them tonight. You desire that spirit of disaster be released from them tonight. You desire that spirit of calamity and the plagues over their lives be released from them tonight. And all the difficulties and the misfortune and the mishap they're experiencing, you want them to be healed tonight. Father, we send your word. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. That your word go forth and do a work that man won't understand. We're going to thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name, that the healing virtues of Jesus is gone into that place to circumcise hearts tonight, that the effort of humans cannot work and will not work. That's why Jesus had to come. Nothing we did in the past worked, but Jesus did finish work. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that person who has forgiven tonight, that this night, that the Spirit of God has caused their life to be off of detained, no longer in a temporary wait period, that the Spirit of God has moved into that place where once doors was blocked, they're open tonight. Things that were shut down, open tonight. Things was in a place of suppress, the suppress is gone tonight. Things that was in a place, oh God, that was frozen like a block of ice, Spirit of God, defrosting tonight. That, Father, you do the impossibility for them, as you did for Jacob. Anything, oh Father, that's moving in their lives, causing their lives to be in a place where Satan is bringing trickery, where Satan is planting traps to hinder them, where Satan is trying to hijack their blessings. Spirit of God, go before them. Cross crooked places to be made straight in their lives tonight. Do for them what you did for Jacob. Father, bless them in the midst. Overthrow every power, God, of deception tonight. Bless them supernaturally tonight in Jesus' name. As Jacob began to confront Laban, he said, if God had not blessed me, because you changed my wages, you did everything you could to make it hard, but oh, but God, God bless me. Father, I want you to do a blessing, work a work in their lives, so they can look in the enemy in face. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would not be blessed. Bless them before they Laban tonight. Bless them for that spirit of Laban tonight, that spirit of trickery, that spirit of deception, that spirit of not fairly paying them. Bless them tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God go into those places where they are going through the process of healing tonight. And you're healing them tonight through a process, Father Jesus, as you did Jacob and Esau. Overcoming the hurt, the healing virtues of Jesus healed them both. We thank you for healing tonight, Father, that those fractured places, those places that have been snapped, been split, that the Spirit of God is healing those broken places tonight. And this is by faith in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Gina tonight. A few weeks ago, you showed me that she was going to go through on her job. And you had me to begin to intercede in prayer for Gina. Father, I thank you for your peace to be upon Gina tonight in Jesus' name. The peace of God that passes her understanding. Father, overthrow. Cause that spirit that's been sent out against Gina to come into utter confusion tonight. Father, through all of this she's going through, It's a blessing in the package. Gina, it's a blessing for you, Gina. Father, you have the gift for Gina. Through all of this, I thank you for this gift from the Lord in that place where wickedness has been sown against her. That the Spirit of God give Gina a bounty in Jesus' name. That everything that the enemy set up against Gina, that the Spirit of God cause that thing to return back to the senders tonight. And Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to reward Gina tonight. I prophesy by faith, Father, in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will cause this word to attach itself to Gina. I thank you, Father, for new transportation. I loose it by faith in Jesus' name that Jesus provide sure transportation for Gina. Open up this door suddenly by the breath of God. Cause life to come through this prayer by faith. And God, I'm going to thank you for it. Father, I thank you for finance to move over Shelly's life. You desire that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Father, I thank you for the spirit of prosperity to move over Shelly's life. We renounce the spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. That sick spirit of poverty, poverty stinks. It's as an odor in Jesus' name. We lose the word of God to renounce the spirit of poverty, that the spirit of finance, that you give a horn of plenty tonight. Everything that's backed up, God, release tonight. Finance over every condition that's held up. And we thank you for financially blessing her, God, that the spirit of poverty is under the blood of Jesus tonight. And we thank you for it. Father, go to Brother Ray tonight on the inside of this man, in his emotion, in his subconscious that he don't even realize he's struggling with. Spirit of the living God, go into that secret place, oh God, where a struggle is going on in his subconscious. In the Spirit of God, I thank you for loosing your peace, God, in his subconscious tonight. That the Spirit of God, in the process of healing, is over, Brother Ray. His subconscious comes subject to this word tonight. Be ye healed in Jesus' name. That the virtues of Jesus attach yourself to him in his conscious state. That the Spirit of God will heal those places that's in a place of struggle tonight. That the Spirit of God will bring peace by your Spirit and your Word in Jesus' name. This person needs a job. Father, I thank you for opening up the door of employment for them by faith. Whatever application, they've been seeking employment, God. Father, I thank you for that job already located before they were born, that that job attach itself to this person tonight. There will not be a hardship, that the hour will be conducive for their family, that every need will be met, that the Spirit of God open up this door of employment tonight, that the salary will be just what you desire, Father. We give you praise and thanksgiving for the new job. That the Spirit of God will enable this person to get familiar with this new job. Every new job, the Holy Ghost has to get us the Spirit to get familiar with it. That the Spirit of God will cause them to prosper on this job, to do great work, and to work in excellency in Jesus' name, so they can prosper and do well. And we thank you for the door of employment being opened by the Holy Ghost tonight, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to move over Penny's daughter. The Spirit of God will go into her mind. That the Spirit of God will touch her mind tonight and cause her mind to be created. Cause that mind to be in a mind of remembrance tonight. I lose John 14:26 over her mind. Your word said the Holy Ghost will bring all things to our remembrance. Those things she's lacking and leaking out of her mind. John 14:26, attach yourself to her mind. That the Holy Ghost bring all things into her remembrance that she need to remember to pass this summer class. We come in Jesus' name, renouncing the spirit of failure. that the Spirit of God, His excellency, is over her mind. John 14:26. The Holy Ghost bring all things into her remembrance as she said it. And God, we thank you tonight that she will not fail, that she will complete these summer classes by faith in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you tonight. This healing is on this line. That fractured relationship moving in a place of healing tonight, that the process of healing is over these relationships tonight. That the Spirit of God is bringing things back together, bringing things into a place of adjustment, a place of reattachment, a place of unity and peace, of bringing back tonight in Jesus' name, a restoration in the name of Jesus. A place of unity in Jesus' name, in marriages, in affairs, in homes, in kindred, in any type of relationship tonight that Satan has shattered, that the Spirit of God restore tonight by faith, and the Spirit of reconciliation is breathing over them tonight by faith. And God, we stand in agreement tonight. Father, I thank you that the holidays will be blessed. We come against anything in the traffic tonight that would cause disaster tonight. That the Spirit of God will be over vehicles, over airlines, over any source of transportation tonight. Where they're gathering tonight, that the Spirit of God will be in their gathering tonight. That the Spirit of God and angel have charge over your people tonight. That the spirit of disaster and the spirit of premature death, that the Spirit of God stop tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of safety will be upon them by faith. In the name of Jesus we pray. And I give you praise for it. And I give you thanksgiving. In Jesus' holy name I pray. By faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. Have a safe holiday in the name of Jesus. He's with you. Just thank him. Like the young lady said, they got the prayer on last week. She began to praise him. When you begin to praise God after you receive a word, your faith began to elevate. Healing began to come in and counteract every spirit that Satan has sent out against you. Praise this man. I see it by faith. I thank you for it. It's mine. And you receive it. And what happened? Those desires are met. Because you believe God. Praising and giving God thanksgiving. Holy Spirit move. Because he accepted the praises from your mouth. Because your attitude is right. Your heart is right. And those praises go up before God as a sweet odor tonight. He wants you to praise him because your prayer and praises is an odor in the nostrils of God. And they are received by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAT Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.